Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America. Here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Number three, this is Lock and Load. Joining me now, he's just getting back from SHOT Show. And before we talk about anything, you know, I didn't even mention that. Before we talk about any of the articles, I'd like to talk about what you thought of SHOT Show. But joined once again by Dean Weingarten, writer extraordinaire. How'd you like SHOT Show? How was the weather in beautiful Vegas?
Well, SHOT Show was pretty good. It was a little cool. In Vegas, just because I'm used to warm weather.
Right.
It wasn't anything extraordinarily cold or anything, but I went to Industry Day at the range, which is sort of part of SHOT Show, but it's not open to most people. You have to be kind of an industry insider to get invited to it, and by invitation only. And I'm sure that the people who present the wares there have to pay a fair amount of money to get the slots at Industry Day at the range. And it was cool there, and it was predicted to rain, and it rained just about as predicted, you know, just about noon is when it was starting. So I got there fairly early and was leaving right about noon, but, you know, there were everything and everybody was starting to get wet
right
at the time. So if you got there before noon and left at about noon, it was pretty good. But I would say attendance was down a little bit, probably because of the weather. Gray and a little windy and cool, you know. There were a lot of interesting things there. I shot the Ruger Red Hawk, or Super Red Hawk, I guess. 8-shot 22 Hornet revolver. I think it had a 9.5-inch barrel, whatever. I mean, it's cool revolver, and probably you're not going to go wrong with buying one because either it'll become a commercial success or a collector's item.
Right.
And I just, you know, it just reminded me a good bit, and I joked with the guy there at the Ruger booth about the 22 jet that came out in the late, I think the 1960s, maybe middle 1960s, around 1960, And there were people who immediately used it for hunting bears in Maine, as I recall. And they had chamber inserts that you would put an offset, had an offset chamber so you could fire 22 rimfire out of it. Now the regular jet chambers were concentric, but the inserts had the chamber offset on them. And, so I asked the guy, are you going to offer chamber inserts on this like they did on the jet? And he said, "Well, we're not answering that question yet." So I don't know, but it's just an unusual choice for a revolver. There aren't very many 22 centerfire revolvers out there. And it's a big revolver. You know, it's the Super Red Hawk. Fortunately for a 22 Hornet, it has integral Ruger scope bases on it, because I would think that if you're going to shoot something like a Hornet out of a revolver with a reasonably longish barrel, you know, an optical sight's the best way to go. And there were some other things out there that I shot. I shot one of the Kel-Tec short-barreled rifles, and I'm wondering, it sounds like they're offering it from the factory, so it must be the Class 3 dealers. And it's their P50, which is the 5.7 millimeter with a 50 round magazine. And I was surprised. It's really not difficult to change that magazine. It takes a little getting used to, because you have to pull the top open, insert the magazine, close the top back down. It's not what you're used to with changing the magazine, But it seemed pretty simple and not finicky and relatively easy to do. And they had a little red dot sight on that, and the barrel's about 9-10 inches long, and it's got that, I have to say, it looks like a very awkward wire stock, but in practice, it is not. In practice, it worked just fine. And they had about a 3/4 silhouette target, 70 meters or 70 yards down range thereabouts. And I just could easily stand there, put the dot on the target, ping, 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 ping. You know, it was a very effective little package. I mean, you know, for certain applications, I can see where it would be very nice. You know, it's pretty concealable. You fold that stock, and it's only like a really big pistol, and it doesn't take much to put the stock into place. And with a red dot on it, just put the dot on the target and shoot. Very, very fast acquisition of target and sights, and almost no recoil with that 5.7 cartridge, which is a little hotter than a 22 mag.
How big is a 22 center fire round?
Well, for the 5.7?
Yeah.
It's not very big. It's a bottleneck cartridge, and it's just a little bit bigger than a 22 Magnum. If you made the 22 Magnum into a bottleneck, with only a little bit bigger than, you know, the, it's about, I'm going to say, the cartridge case at the base is probably about 30 cal. So it's not much bigger than a 22.
Right.
And it's, and you get 50 of these small cartridges in that magazine. And, you know, so you get a lot of reasonably high velocity 22s out of a small package and almost no recoil. I mean, there's hardly any recoil at all. That's why it's one of the reasons it's so easy to put the red dot on the target. I mean, it's optical and yet there's no magnification. It's easy to see everything around it. Now they're, what are they running? I don't know what the short barreled rifle runs, but I think the P50 runs about $600, and I'm going from memory, so it'd be best for somebody to look it up. And I've seen them on sale. I think I saw some of the P50 pistols on sale for like $400. So I was tempted, but the 5.7 round itself is kind of pricey, although the price is falling. So I'd have to look up what they cost, but for specialty purposes, you know, it looked to me like it might be better than having an MP5. I mean, because the round, you got 50 rounds, and it's real light and small and handy. So that's just my observations.
Right.
Now, that 5.7 round developed by FN was meant to be able to penetrate soft body armor. But you don't get that bullet choice in the American ammunition. You don't get the military FN. But if you were, you know, on some special government detail or something, you could probably get the military ammunition. And then it gives an advantage over 9mm by being able to penetrate soft body armor more easily. Now, that's with, like I said, the special military, well, the original military ammunition.
Right.
So that was kind of cool because it was there, and I'm going to write an article about this, but it's just one fact, so I don't think it's that big of detail. But it was interesting because I was at the Kel-Tec booth, and I was talking about various stuff, and I was curious as to how many of the P-17 pistols they have produced, because it's been a hit. I mean, I have two of them.
Right.
They're just so light and of just the size where they're easy to handle and shoot, but about as compact as they're just about to.
I was too busy listening to you. You hang on. I'm talking to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today. For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I'm talking to Dean Weingarten, and we were just talking about some Kel-Tec stuff that he saw at SHOT Show, when we were talking about this 22 center fire, which is that a new round, or is I didn't know that thing existed?
Yeah, the 5.7 millimeter has been around for a while now. Ruger has recently come out with a 5.7 pistol. Let's see, who else? I think Smith & Wesson has a 5.7 out there. And what has happened is, as it's become somewhat more popular, the price has started to drop a bit. For a while, that 5.7 cartridge was running about $1 a round or more. And now I think it's dropped down into the, I don't know, 50-60 cent range. But I haven't bought some recently, so I think what I recall is overhearing a conversation somewhere, somebody talking about 5.7.
Right.
But I believe that the cost of the round has come down somewhat, and that makes it more potentially popular because, you know, unless you're very well off, you don't want to pay it a huge amount, a dollar or two a round for ammunition.
Right.
Now, of course, when you work for the government and you can get your ammunition for free, that's not a problem. But I believe the 5.7 is gaining in popularity. One of the problems with it, because I haven't tried to reload, I have to say, but I've collected a few empty cartridges off the range. First time I fired it was at my, I think it's second cousin's place, Scottsdale Gun Club, one of the big sort of first really upscale gun clubs in Scottsdale. And I was up there and he said, "Oh, you want to shoot?" He said, "Yeah, I'd like to shoot 5.7. I haven't played with it." So I fired a few rounds from that. And I collected some of the brass just so I'd have it as a reference point. And it's really thin brass. I mean, the brass looks to me like it doesn't seem to be much thicker than a 22 rimfire. And I could just see it would be difficult to reload. So it's very, I would think you could crumple that brass very easily. And people who I've talked to, I talked to someone, I think, at the Kel-Tec booth about it. And I said, you know, has anybody been able to, you know, reloading this ammo? And he says, yeah, as we hear, it's really hard to reload. We don't know if people are doing it. And, of course, my suspicious, cynical nature is that FN specifically designed it so it would be hard to reload. I mean, the British did stuff like that with some of their shotgun ammunition in India because they didn't want, you know, the natives to be able to get a hold of cartridge brass and reload it.
Right.
So, but anyway, it's an interesting round and it's gaining in popularity. Now, the other center fire 22 that I talked about was the 22 Hornet. In the Ruger Super Blackhawk. And of course, that's easy. The Hornets have been reloaded forever, and they are relatively easy to reload. And I joked, I have to say, I joked with the guy at the Ruger booth saying, you know, if they put a full metal jacketed round on this Hornet cartridge, you would have a bear gun here. I said, well, I don't know if I'd want a 22 Hornet as a bear gun, but it was meant as a joke. And, but I'm absolutely certain that a 22 Hornet out of a big heavy revolver in a long barrel will kill a bear if you put it in the right place. So it's a lot better than not having any gun if you're in a situation where you need to protect yourself from a bear. There were some other things there. I shot the Kimber revolver. It's been around a couple of years now, but I'd never shot it before. And that's in .357. It's a six shot. Yeah, I think two and a half inch barrel. Well-made revolver. It functioned very well. The double-action trigger was smooth. I only fired it in double-action. I fired a cylinder in 38s and a cylinder in 357, 125 grain 357. And the 357 stung a little bit, but I was surprised at how controllable and easy it was to get follow-up shots with it. It was not a super hard kicking revolver, partly because it's very solidly made. It's definitely not an ultra lightweight snub nose. You know, it has a little bit of weight to it, and that aids in controlling recoil. But
right.
Seems like a very well made revolver. So those are some of the things. Oh, I noticed. gosh, I think I can come up with the name. There a lot of people have relatively small booths at the show, and they're you don't necessarily hear a lot about them. I'm having a hard time coming up with the card for this person, but he's I think it's basically a one-man shop, and he has created software for whitetail hunting that takes the GIS data and with GPS data and with data that's been collected on studies of whitetail deer habits, you know, where they put a tracker on the white-tailed deer, and then they try to figure out what's the statistical thing about how whitetails act in different environments. So it's pretty sophisticated. And of course, now I'm having a hard time coming up with the name of the outfit, which is terrible, but I will come up with it before the end of the show at some point.
Yep.
Even if I have to do a search for it. But, and it was really interesting because you put this thing on a little tablet that he has with the software, and it shows you this incredibly fine detail. He had LIDAR data that's where you use a laser like a radar.
Yeah.
And it would, he could see right through all the foliage and trees and get the real fine detail of the terrain. You know, where a little spring was, the exact way that a ravine worked. And he put all this stuff together so that you could more easily figure out what the movements were for whitetails, and he had this for like 70% of the area of the United States, which is just incredibly dense data. And so I was looking at it, and I was impressed with how he had put this all together. I mean, because that's like I said, the laser, the LIDAR data is down to 1 meter resolution. That. Just incredible resolution for this wide-scale data, huge amounts of data. But we are in this age where we can handle enormous amounts of data. Data storage has become relatively cheap, and data processing has become relatively cheap. And so I was impressed. I'll come up with the name a little later.
Hang on right there, and you can come up with the name. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News Update. The Federal Reserve has opted to maintain current interest rates, postponing any potential rate cuts until later in the year. Another meeting is scheduled for March.
An ongoing exchange of prisoners between Russia and Ukraine is in progress. Officials from both countries have reported the return of over 200 Ukrainian service members in exchange for 195 Russian soldiers. This marks the initial swap following the tragic Russian military plane crash, which the nation claimed was transporting 65 captured Ukrainian soldiers. President Biden is set to visit East Palestine, Ohio for the first time, 1 year after a train carrying hazardous materials derailed and led to air and water contamination. The White House announced that Biden will meet with affected residents next month and evaluate the progress of recovery efforts. The president received criticism for not promptly visiting the town in the aftermath of the derailment. John Schaefer, USA News.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2 month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2 month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. And speaking to Dean Weingarten, and he has found the name. What did you find?
Yeah, okay. The company is called Spartan Forge, and the owner is Bill Thompson. And I talked to Bill at the industry day at the range, and I said I was pretty impressed with how he had put this together. And it, there are things in there. For example, it has ownership data in there. So property lines. And one of the big things, you know, our increasingly crowded hunting situation is knowing where public property is and private property stops. And so you can look at this and with a great deal of confidence figure out where you're, when you're on public property and when you're on private property. Now there are other programs that do this also. But I would say that I was impressed with Spartan Forge, the Spartan Forge software, and Bill Thompson, and he's done a good job of putting it together. I read some of it, of what happened, and he is a veteran. He'd been over in Iraq, and they used software to figure out where insurgents would be and what they were likely to do and how they were likely to move. And he, when he was in the service, he said, you know, this problem is not that different from figuring out how to hunt whitetails. And so he used a lot of his experience in the service in putting together the software for using techniques to hunt white-tailed deer with. I thought it was fascinating.
That's a really interesting application. I'm aware of the LIDAR system. They use LIDAR systems now for filming, believe it or not. They use that to where LIDAR will measure the distance, and they have these electronic motors which will focus your non-automatic focus lens onto this. It'll actually spin it to where it has to be based on the distance it perceives between what you're pointing the lens at and where the laser's hitting it, and calculating that distance and figuring out how to spin the focus. LIDAR is quite the little system.
It is, and I worked with it a bit as a meteorologist with the sensor systems that we were developing in Yuma Proving Ground 15 years ago or so, and obviously just has kept on developing and becoming more and more useful and precise and effective. And one of the reasons you can get such great resolution with it is because you're using a very narrow beam. You're actually using a laser. And the laser bounces back, and you measure distance, just like a laser rangefinder, only you do it automatically many times a second.
Right.
And so you're basically creating a map from the data, just like radar, but a lot more precise. And so it's, the sort of technology is going to continue on. And, of course, the other side of this is that if you're an insurgent out there and you can put yourself on whatever side you want, it's a lot easier for people to spot you. And you look at what I call the first drone war in the Ukraine-Russian war, and it's hard to hide out there anymore.
Right.
LIDAR tends to just see through foliage. It's almost like the trees aren't there. And of course, with the ability to see thermal imaging and infrared, actually various spectrums, it just gets super hard to hide, whether you're a deer or a person. And even if you put some infrared reflecting camouflage around you, so as it tries to cut down on your infrared signature, or even just the temperature difference signature, you know, it's hard to get everything and cover it all. Even harder for armored vehicles, you know, because they have a motor, and that motor has to get rid of weight, heat somehow.
Oh yeah,
and that leaves a big signature to see, either thermal imaging or infrared. So. And we've kind of gone off in a different direction here, but these military technologies obviously have civilian applications, too.
Yeah, no doubt about that. So let's go instead, as we sit here and we're talking about this, let's start talking about Prague. We got a little bit of time to kick this off, and we can finish it in the next segment, but... you have an article out. Prague mass murder shows copycat killings are not limited to the United States. I would have been very surprised if that were the case, but what'd you find out?
Well, what we see is this claim over and over. Whenever there's a mass murder in the U.S., this claim, and I know President Biden, is that this doesn't happen in other countries.
Yeah.
Well, it's completely false. It does happen in other countries. And it happens in a lot of other countries more commonly than it happens in the United States. And it's just a lie that it doesn't happen in other countries. What I found interesting about this one in the Czech Republic, and it's so bizarre and horrifying, is that this guy he appeared more normal than most of these mass murderers. I mean, he was a good student. He was in a graduate program, and he was doing pretty well. But when they looked at his sort of private writings, he had aspired to be a mass murderer for a long time. And at first he was considering to be a serial killer. And then he decided, no, it's better to get a whole bunch of people all at once. And it's like, oh, wow. I mean, the Czech Republic, it is a little bit easier in the Czech Republic to get a permit to own a firearm than it is in most of Europe. But it's a lot harder than it is in most of the U.S. It's harder than it is even is in California or in New York. So you can get one, but you are vetted pretty rigorously. And this guy was vetted, and yet he was able to acquire, they say, 8 different firearms. Not that it makes a big difference, since it appears that he pretty much used one for his mass murder at Charles University. And we don't know. I have not seen evidence yet to indicate if the rifle he used, which appears to have been a sort of variant of the AR-10 with a telescopic sight, and the telescopic sight had gold rings around the objective lens, a gold ring. So I can't swear it was a loophole sight, but it may have been. So we don't know if that rifle was his or if it was his father's, because he murdered his father before he went on his rampage. And it turns out that he murdered a couple other people randomly a few days before he went on his rampage. There's a forest a few miles away, and about a 30-year-old father and a 2-month-old baby were out in the forest, and he killed both of them just because they were there and he could. I mean, it's just, the guy had a very twisted mind. And interestingly enough, and one of the prime reasons I see for the increase in mass murder by public shooting is that he was inspired by media reports. But he wasn't inspired by media reports from the U.S. He was inspired by media reports of mass murder in Russia. And he specifically mentioned it in his, manifesto or memoirs or whatever, when the police found them. He says, I am inspired by this guy who killed people in Russia.
Hang on 1 second right there. We're going to have to hold it right there. Last break. This article is the last one that got published at Ammoland.com. It's about nearly 2,400 other ones, I think. 2,324.
We are over 2,400 now.
Over 2,400 other articles just like it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Is the last time on the firing line. We are talking to Dean Weingarten. You can find most of his stuff, well, the last few years of his stuff at amoland.com. We're talking about this article coming out of Prague where we had a copycat. Please continue if you would, please, sir.
Yes. This person who did the mass murder in Prague, clearly was incentivized by media reports out of mass murder in Russia. I mean, he specifically says that he was incentivized by those reports in his writing. And it's just bizarre, but that seems to be the primary way that we get more mass murderers by shooting, is people are incentivized. They're copycats of other people who committed mass murder by shooting. And one of the primary motivators appears to be fame. That is, these people are made into anti-heroes by the media, and their names are repeated over and over again, and they're included on lists and Wikipedia accounts, and their motivation is to kill so many people that they make the record book, as they say, and that was specifically stated by the mass murderer from Port Arthur in Tasmania, Australia, during his trial. And that murder, that those mass murders in Port Arthur directly led to the draconian gun control laws that exist in Australia today. And we have the mass murderer in New Zealand who specifically said that one of his aims was to trigger extremely strict gun control laws in New Zealand, and which he succeeded in doing. So much of these appear to be mass murder, and it's in large part because the media is completely irresponsible in promoting these people as people that needed to be reported on much. If you look at the amount of reporting these mass murders by gun get, it is tremendously disproportionate to other types of mass murders, like mass murder by car or by arson or by bombing. And I think it is my opinion that the reason they get so much more reporting is because the media, which is without question extraordinarily biased against gun ownership by ordinary people, see these mass murders as opportunities to push restrictive gun controls. And so they don't see them as so much a problem as an opportunity. And so they get much more coverage. And with more coverage, you get more people who are kind of on the edge or tripped over into committing these mass murders with firearms. Now, in the Czech Republic, they are some of the less restrictive places to get firearms in Europe. But they're still pretty restrictive. I don't know if this mass murder will have the effect there of, you know, incentivizing laws to restrict firearms ownership. They were kind of on the other path for several years. And another thing that happened that I thought was interesting is that this mass murder in Prague was conducted from, I believe, the fourth or fifth floor of a university building. And let's see, a couple of years ago, let's see, it was actually May 30th in 2022, I was up in Boise, Idaho, and Ed Monk and I were presenters at an armed self-defense course. And in his presentation, and Ed gave this marvelous presentation on, he was focused mostly on school shootings, mass school murders by shooting. And he said that he believed more of these mass murders were going to use height as a way to commit mass murder. And he was referencing to the Las Vegas shooting, where the mass murder there was at one of the upper stories of a casino hotel and firing out the window at a large crowd down below and killed quite a few people. Now, the first one that became widely publicized that I know of is the Charles Whitman mass murder in 1966. That happened on August 1st, 1966. And he killed Whitman, kind of like this guy in Prague. He killed people off campus, and then he went to campus, and then he killed 14 more. Whitman killed his wife and his mother. He had been a Marine, and he had a tumor right in his head, too. And then he killed another 14 people from the Texas Tower in Austin, Texas. Well, this guy had a rifle. The fellow in the Czech Republic had a rifle with a telescopic sight. It appears to have been a ZEV-30, which is basically an AR-10 type rifle. And that's going from a picture, which supposedly is the rifle that he tossed off the balcony as he was closed in on, and it had a telescopic sight. But we don't know for sure if that was his or his father's, but we do know his father was murdered also before he went on this rampage. Anyway, in the case in the Austin, Texas, Whitman was opposed by a bunch of people with guns on the ground, and two policemen and a armed civilian climbed the stairs to get at him and finally took him out. But what we did not see with Whitman was copycats. We didn't see people saying, oh, that guy killed a bunch of people from a tall building. I think I'm going to kill a bunch of people, too. Because I think Whitman, in part, in the coverage, was considered to be crazy, and much of his craziness was attributed to the brain tumor they found when they did the autopsy. So he wasn't really glorified. And at the time, in 1966, it's just during that transition period, I would say, when we started going from where the Constitution was mostly respected to where the progressives in the judiciary, and particularly in the media, decided the Constitution needn't be respected much anymore. So if you look back, there is a pretty significant sea change in the middle 1960s in U.S. governance, I would say, and this happened right at the edge of it. So we didn't get copycats from Charles Whitman, but we certainly have gotten them since the middle 80s. So what I'd say the lessons to be learned from this Czech Republic mass murder is that it is not strictly a U.S. phenomena. And in this copycat killing in Prague, the copycat was copying mass murders in Russia. So when people tell you that this doesn't happen in countries other than the U.S., you know you are being lied to.
Do you think it didn't happen in that way with the Texas Tower shooting because of that? That there just wasn't as much broadcasting of that kind of stuff going on in those days?
I think so. I think that's part of it. I mean, we didn't have any social media back then to speak of. There were no cell phones. There were only three networks. So there wasn't any cable TV yet. I mean, there may have been a few small cable systems around. Early ones. But in 1966, most of that didn't exist. And remember, in 1966, you could buy as many guns as you wanted through the mail. There was no 68 gun law yet. And if you were in, if I had traveled to California, or let's say Idaho from Wisconsin, and I saw a pistol in a shop that I wanted to buy, I just laid down the cash and purchased it.
Well,
and we
have run out of time. We have run out of time, Dean, so we'll pick this up because you just started a very fascinating topic. This article, over 2,400 like it at ammoland.com. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
It's always a pleasure, Bill.
As for me, back again in 21 hours in between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.